Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I want to tell you about a book that I pretty much stumbled upon, but ended up really enjoying. First, let me say, I'm not a fan of CNN or any other major media outlet. I do know who Jake Tapper is, though. Of course. I mean, he's been a reporter in the nation's capital for many years. I didn't, however, realize that Jake Tapper is an author of really good fiction. I ran across an advertisement for his latest book, The Devil May Dance, and it looked interesting. I discovered it's the second in a series, though, and decided it would probably be best to read the first installment first. As luck would have it, The Hellfire Club was available at Person County Library the day after I requested it, so I didn't have to wait long, and I'm so glad. Tapper's writing is crisp, and the story is fast-paced and intriguing. I read the book in 2 days, and it took that long only because I had to do some chores around the house, and I had a long phone conversation with my sister. Plus, I found myself stopping every so often to Google something in the book. Tapper relied heavily on actual history to invent the fictional story of the Hellfire Club. This is a really twisted tale of the machinations and schemes and lies and secrets that go on in Washington, D.C. Tapper's story is, of course, a bit over the top in order to make it really good fiction, but he uses real people, senators and congresspeople who were in office in the 1950s, as well as President Dwight Eisenhower. And it makes for, a really, really good story. Charlie Martyr is the protagonist, and he's new to Congress. He's filling the seat of a man who was murdered. Charlie is a World War II veteran who returned home to teach college history. When he gets to Washington, thanks to his father's connections, he's pretty naive about what goes on there, and he falls into the many traps set by those who side with Senator Joseph McCarthy in his fight to root out any and all communists in the United States, as well as those who oppose everything McCarthy is doing. I loved Charlie's and his wife Margaret's principles and morals. I enjoyed the friendship between them and one of the few black congressmen and his wife. Isaiah Street, a former Tuskegee Airman, is one of the few good guys in the nation's capital at the time, and he ends up saving Charlie's and Margaret's lives. The plot twists in this book almost gave me whiplash, as Charlie is manipulated by half of Congress and Isaiah tries to look out for him. One of the things I most enjoyed about this book is that it contains a great deal of real history. I had to stop several times to look up references to real people and real events. Tapper states in the afterword that it is a work of fiction and that he did manipulate some dates and events to better suit his plot. But anyone who knows even a little about the history of McCarthyism, World War II, and the 1950s will be enthralled by this tale. Tapper provides a full bibliography of the references he used to write the book. I like that fact, too. And I'll probably end up reading several of the titles he used. For now, I highly recommend The Hellfire Club and can't wait to start on The Devil May Dance, both by Jake Tapper. Thank you for listening, and happy reading.